Hello and thank you for listening to Shofar Armana's Sermon of the Week. We hope you enjoy this message and that it will inspire you in your walk with God.
As we come into your midst, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's an awesome day. And I want to actually ask the children if they can maybe, where's the children? If you guys can come forward, I've got some lollipops, if it will help. And I've got children myself, so I know how children works. So if all the children, just quickly, just for a short while, I just want to borrow you from your parents. If all the children, no, just the small children. So children, yeah. Not, you know. There we go, all the children. I want to ask you little questions. You can all sit here wherever you want to, on the stage, on the floor, on the chairs, wherever you feel comfortable. Now, what we're going to do is, so all the children are coming. What we're going to do is we're going to watch a little DVD. Okay. It's a drawing. And on this DVD, they're going to draw pictures. Okay. And you guys, you need to guess what is happening? What is being drawn? Okay, is that all right? Okay. And then the first one that is right can get a lollipop. Who's that? Is it the deal? Okay, right. So let's play that. Now you must watch. It's going to start now. It's going to be a drawing. You must tell me what is being drawn. What is happening? What people? Wait. The disciples. You're very clever. Who said disciples? Who's that? Okay. Yes. What is that? Yes, and we call it? Where was he praying? Where was he praying? Okay, it's praying to God. He was praying in the garden. Yes. Yes. It's close. Jesus with Pontius Pilate before the crowds. Jesus carrying our cross. You can give that one away. Jesus on the cross. It's the three crosses. It's the grave. And it's open. And where's Jesus? Is he still in the grave? Is alive come? Your life come. He's no longer there. Because he's alive. He is alive. He is alive. Thank you, kids. You are awesome. He loves you so much. Thank you. You can go back to your parents. We are here today to celebrate what God has done for us. You know, John 3:16, we know it so well. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God gave his only Son. In Matthew 20 we read, but whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. And to give his life a ransom for many. What made this even greater is stated here in Romans 5. For when we were still sinners or without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely a righteous man would one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrated his own love towards us. Then while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God the Father gave his only Son. And the Son gave his life. They gave everything for you. For me. Because he loves you. He loves me. God gave his life. God gave everything for you. God gave his life to save your life. God gave his life to save your life. What are you willing to give him? He was willing to give his life for yours. As we celebrate, as we are reminded of this great gift that God has given us, the question I feel God is laying on my heart for us as a church this morning, for us who are here, is what are you willing to give him in return? Just want you to close your eyes for a moment. Today we are here and we are reminded of what God gave us. He gave us everything. God gave us everything not out of obligation, not out of guilt, nor out of religion or of fear. He freely gave us everything. His life. And his motivation was simply love. He came to set us free of all obligation, all guilt, all religion, and all fear. He came to set us free of sin and its consequences. So that we don't have any obligation, guilt, religion, or fear to bow to anymore that might drive us to do anything. He gave us everything. He gave us his life. What are you willing to give him in response. Simply motivated by love. Father, we want to thank you for what you have given us. Sometimes we forget to stop to think what it cost you, what you were willing to give us, that you were willing to even die for us on a cross. We want to thank you for what you have given us, God. Thank you for setting us free of all obligation, all guilt, all religion, all fear. That we can also be in a place of giving back to you without any obligation, guilt, or fear, but simply motivated by love. I was reminded while I was preparing on the account in Luke 17. Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, and he passed by a group of lepers. And I want us to read it from the Amplified version. While Jesus was on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along the border between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance. There was a distance between them and Jesus because they were lepers. Not only were they contagious, but they were prevented by the law to come close, to touch anyone. Because if they would, not just because they were unclean, but because of the condition which they suffered, they would be put to death. So they were at a distance and Jesus was passing by, and as they saw Jesus from a distance, they started to shout to Jesus. And they raised their voices and called out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were miraculously healed and made clean. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, glorifying and praising and honoring God with a loud voice. And he laid his face downwards at Jesus' feet, thanking him over and over. He was a Samaritan. Sorry. And Jesus asked, "Were not 10 of you cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was there no one found to return and give thanks and praise to God except this foreigner?" And Jesus said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith, your personal trust in me, and your confidence in God's power has restored you to health." I mean, what a powerful account of God's mercy. My question this morning is, who are you in this story? Which one of the 10 are you? Or maybe I should ask, which one do you want to be? You know, there were 10 lepers that was cleansed that day. But 9 of them only knew just Jesus from a distance. Jesus came by from a distance and they called out to him from a distance. And they knew him only from a distance. We read here, as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance. And they raised their voices and called out. See, they only knew Jesus from a distance. But then one of them was at Jesus' feet. Glorifying, praising, honoring, and thanking him over and over. 10 received cleansing that day, but only one knew Jesus face to face. 9 only knew him from a distance. 1 knew him close and personal. 10 guys got cleansed, but only one turned out to be radical for Jesus. Only one was radical enough to lay at his feet and to glorify him and honor him and praise him and thank him over and over and over. 10 was healed, but only one turned out to be radical for Jesus. Nine of the guys grew up in church. One was an unbeliever, unchurched. It's interesting, it was the unbeliever, the unchurched guy that turned out to be radical. Then Jesus asked, were not 10 of you cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was there not one found to return to give thanks and praise God except this foreigner? He wasn't a Jew. He didn't grow up in the temple. He didn't understand the law. He didn't know who God was. The others all knew. They grew up in a religious house. They went through all the religious ceremonies. They partaked in all the festivals, and they understood the word of God, but they didn't turn out to be radical after all. They grew up in their religious homes, but they just continued in their nominal religious ways. The unchurched guy, well, he was at Jesus' feet. While the other guys was back at the temple, going about their normal, nominal religious ways. And the unchurched guy was glorifying, honoring, and praising, and thanking Jesus over and over, close and personal. Ten guys was cleansed, but only one received a personal blessing. And you know, his health, everything got restored. 10 guys got cleansed, but only one's health was restored. Only one got a personal blessing from God that changed everything. Everything was restored. It was not just cleansed, but his health was restored. He got a personal blessing because he was in his presence. He was close and personal. He was radical to follow Jesus. The others were just continuing in their nominal religious ways. But even more than that, as the others went to the temple, one of them came to Jesus. So amazing. He didn't just get his health back. He didn't just get a personal blessing from God. He didn't get everything that was lost restored to him. He got something far greater than that. He got Jesus. And it changed his life. Today we celebrate and remember what God has done for us. Jesus cleansed us from our sin. We cried out to him and He heard us. What are we going to do with our cleansing? How are you going to respond? Are we too going to say thank you, Jesus, and go on with our life? Or are you going to turn out radical? Be at his feet. Glorifying, praising, honoring, and thanking him over and over again. This is why we've come to church, to celebrate the fact that we have been cleansed. How are you going to respond? God gave his life for you and me. God gave his life for you. Are you willing to do the same for him? Are you willing to give your life back to him? What are you afraid of? There's so many things that keeps us from being radical. So many things that keeps us from laying down our lives, giving it to Him. So many things we're afraid of that we might lose in this life if we follow Jesus radically. I want to encourage you. Romans 8 verse 32 says, He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? There is nothing that I gave up or lost because of following God radically that He didn't return to me with so much more. And even more than everything that I received, I got something far greater than anything that I've ever lost or gave up. I got Jesus. Don't be afraid. He's the one who saved you. He's the one who loves you. He's the one who gave His life for you. He loves you. The amazing thing is, I did not want anything, expected anything, or demanded anything. But everything they had and everything that I have, that came from Him as a personal blessing. And you know what? I don't want to exchange it for anything. I don't want to exchange it for anything. Which one of the lepers do you want to be? Because at His feet there is everything. Today we celebrate the fact that God gave His life freely for us. Are you willing to give Him your life also? He gave His life for you, for me publicly. Are you willing to give Him your life publicly? I want to end off by asking the children to quickly come forward again. I want to ask you a question. Where's all the children? Come, you must help us. No, there's something greater than lollipops. I want to ask the children something. Do you guys know that God loves you very much? Do you know that? Do you believe that? Do you know that He gave His life for you? He loves you so much, and He wants to spend the rest of eternity with you. He gave His life for you to save your life. Who of you are willing to give your life for Jesus? Who of you are willing to give your life? Just raise your hand if you're willing to give your life to this Jesus that loves you so much. You know what? There's nothing in this universe that makes God more happy. It's you. It's your love for Him. He loves you so much. You know, Jesus once said, in Matthew 15, then Jesus called a little child to Him, and He set him in the midst of them, and He said, "Assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. And whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Why is it so easy for children? so difficult for us. Let us close our eyes. Father, we want to thank you that you gave your Son, you gave everything for us. Lord, you were willing to lay down your life publicly next to a highway so that we may be cleansed of our sins, that we may be free. God, I thank you that this morning as we are here, we have an opportunity to respond to you as we celebrate this great gift that you've given us. We have an opportunity, Lord, to respond with our lives, to give you everything as you gave us everything. Not out of obligation or religion or fear, but simply because of love. And Lord, this morning, you make this invitation to each one of us. As you are seated and your eyes are closed, just want to give you an opportunity just to reflect on the simple question. Are you willing to give your life to Jesus? And if that is you, I want to give you an opportunity like these children just to raise your hand and say, Lord, I want to give you my life. I want to give you my life, Lord. Thank you for those hands. You can just raise them. And as you raise them and you can drop them again and you can just say, Lord, I want to give you my life. Lord, I want to surrender all to you, Lord. I want to let go of all my inhibition and all my fears, Lord. I want to be radical. I want to be at your feet. I want to thank you. I want to honor you. I want to praise you over and over and over again. I want you to come into my life. I want you to fill my life. Doesn't matter whether this is the first time or you've done it so many times before. This is just an opportunity just to give your life again. I'll give a few moments for some others who still need to do that. You just need to raise your hand and say, God, here I am. I want to give you my life. I want to respond. I don't want to go on with my life the way I used to. I don't want to just say thank you, Jesus, and go on with life. No, I want to come to your feet. I want to fall face down. I want to kiss your feet over and over again for what you've done for me. I want to say thank you, Jesus. I want to say thank you, Jesus. I want to come to you every day and say thank you. I want to tie myself to you. I want to commit myself to you. I don't care what the others think. I don't care what the others do. I just want to know you. I want to follow you, not because I have to, not because of obligation, religion, or fear, but simply because I love you. I want to be radical for you. I don't want to be ashamed. I want to have childlike faith. I want to be like these little children that love you so much. And I'm not ashamed nor afraid. Father, as we bring our hearts to you, Lord, as we are responding to you, Lord, I know heaven rejoices as much as it does over these children, it does over us. And Lord, I pray that in this week to come and the months and the years to come, Lord, we will be at your feet, Lord, over and over again, thanking you, worshiping you, honoring you for what you have given us. And Lord, I want to thank you, God, that not only are we going to be at your feet, Lord, but we're going to receive a blessing from you. We're going to receive your blessing and your love. And Lord, I pray this, not for the blessing's sake, but for your sake. We want you and nothing else. Lord, as we leave this place, may we not forget what this weekend is all about. As we celebrate, as we rest with our friends, let us not forget to thank you for your love for us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for coming. Know this, God loves you very much. He loves you very much. He's a good father. That is who He is. And you are loved by Him. That is who you are. Amen. There's some coffee and refreshments. No. Before we do, we're going to have communion. Thank you, Christopher. Let's seal this moment. We're going to have communion. And I'm going to explain to the children what communion is. I know in Kitty's church you've done it, but I'm just going to do it again just in case. Are we going to partake of communion? Now, in that drawing, we saw one of the pictures was Jesus sitting with His disciples. Okay? And that was just before Jesus was crucified, and He called all His disciples, all His friends together. And He took some bread. And you'll see the bread that we have. You can bring those things in so long. The ushers, you can hand it out. Ma? There's no ma. Ma Irma? Hello, ma. Donkey? I say. This is my ma. My squin ma. Say, Amma, hello for Irma. Sorry, Amma. I say. Ek is lief vir ma. Ma kan ma aangaan. She'll have to forgive me later. Okay. And Jesus took a cup. And we can give some to the children too, please. But don't drink yet. All the children, you can take a cup, but don't drink yet. And take a little piece of the bread. But don't eat yet. We're gonna eat together, so wait. Don't eat yet. Don't drink yet. On Jesus' last night, before He went to the cross, He sat with all His friends. And He took a cup, and there was some wine in it. This is not wine, don't worry, this is grape juice. And he took the cup, and He took some bread. Now, the bread that they ate in Passover was a very thin, almost like this. It was a very thin bread. And what He did, He broke the bread into little pieces. And He gave it to all His friends. Like we have now, a little piece of bread. And He said to them, "This is My body. It was broken for you." Because I love you so much. Is whenever you're together and you eat of this bread, remember Me. Because I love you so much. And that's what we're going to do. And then He also took a cup and He said, "This is My blood. It was shed for you. It's to make you free so that you can be My children forever and ever." And whenever you drink of this, remember this, that you belong to Me, that you are Jesus' children. So let us eat together and let us remember what Jesus had done for us on the cross. Let us eat. And let us drink this cup and say thank You. As we do so. Thank You, Jesus, for loving us so much. Thank You for promising us that You will never leave us nor forsake us, and that we belong to You, and that we are Your children, and nothing will ever change that until the day You come back. We're waiting for You, and we love You. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And now, you may have some coffee. May God bless you. And don't forget. Don't forget. He loves you. He loves you so much.
Thanks for listening to this message. We hope you enjoyed this moment with us. For more information, visit shofaronline.org.